Hi everyone. It's been a while since you've heard from me, and I want to explain why. My name is Ron Pearson, and this is the Trapezoidal Ron Pearson. I don't know why I said that. It's been over a month since I've done this, so let me get back into the swing of things. I want to explain why I've been gone, what I've dealt with, the month that I've been away from making podcasts, why I disappeared all of a sudden, and what I feel now, than what I felt before. So obviously now a lot of stuff has happened, and obviously with the community I talk about, the LGBTQ plus community, a lot has happened. Some good, some bad. I also have seen good and bad things happen just generally in news. There's been good things like Kamala Harris being picked as vice president for Joe Biden, and then also his running mate. And then also the vice chief of staff, I think it was, that Kamala picked, a win for the LGBTQ plus community because she is a black, queer lesbian. That is everything. That is everything. So, I'm happy that we're getting that. And yeah, but there's also been bad things that happen, like Beirut. I don't know if I'm saying that right, Beirut. But oh my gosh, the explosions! Oh gosh, like I've seen explosion videos because I don't know why. I don't like to see it, but I'm very interested and intrigued by explosion videos. So I saw it and I was just like, oh, how's this gonna be? And I saw it, and I was completely shocked because I've never seen a building explode like that. Every building that was within like a mile radius, I think it was even further than that, destroyed, and it's crazy, all because of a minor accident that could have been prevented. All those people are homeless. All those people need to shelter with other people. Not only that, but they're dealing with corona. So they're also dealing with that. I don't think they're dealing with it anywhere close to how America is dealing with it. But, hold on, let me fix my stool. But they're still dealing with corona because corona is worldwide. So that's happening. And then there's also been ups and downs in the LGBTQ plus community. Like I said, with the running mate. I forgot her name. I feel so bad. But she is a good lady. There was an interview where Kamala and her, they were on a panel together. And there was this white guy who jumped up on the stage. And he looked like he was really mad. And he came for Kamala, and that bitch said, no ma'am, and jumped right in front of her. Now, didn't know if the guy had a knife, a gun, any weapons, but she just straight up jumped right in front of her like she was her bodyguard. That was everything. But, like I said, there's also been some downers. Speaking of which, moment of silence for Lady Red and Chichi Devane. I was very surprised for both of them to, you know, to pass on like that because I know about both of them. I'm very aware of them. I was actually huge fans of theirs. And obviously this is going to affect just the drag scene in general. Not even just like fans of RuPaul's Drag Race. If you support drag queens in general, if you know drag queens in general, this is hurting. This is hurting because two queens in less than a month. That is upsetting. And it's upsetting also with the fact that they kind of went out in the same way. And the fact that something that they were diagnosed with, whether it was when they were younger or older, it kind of came back to bite them in the ass. And like, Chi Chi was never someone who I imagined dying. Lady Red, I feel like, I don't want to say it was more like acceptable, but I was more numb to it because she was a little bit more older. But Chi Chi was only 34. Now, let me look this up because she's not the first Rue girl to die. It was very shocking, but I have a concern, and I don't want to make this a joke, but I'm actually really feeling this because I don't think I've said this on the podcast. I'm weirdly psychic, but I don't want to go into that on this episode. I'm weirdly concerned for dancers in general, but I'm more concerned for Kennedy, because I'm seeing a trend of Davenport's dying. First, Sahara Davenport and Chi Chi Devane, which I knew Xavion Davenport. That is her name. So, let me look when Sahara. Oh! Girl. This too much. What in the hell? Oh, girl. Breaking news. What the? Breaking news. This was not meant to happen, but caught my eye. No one was reporting about this. Damn, I just found out about it now. Tyra Sanchez, was arrested and charged with vandalism. Apparently, she graffitied some type of property, and she was arrested. Girl! I mean, like, I have a connection to Tyra, but if you're going to do this, how am I supposed to defend you from other people who are hating on you? Like, oh my God. And you got a child, girl. You got a child. Okay, let's get back on topic. Sahara Davenport. Not Sahara Davenport. No, you can't speak. She, that does not help me. Oh, was Chi Chi older? Chi Chi was older. Okay. So Chi Chi was older. But still, yeah. Oh, gosh. What is happening with Tyra? Girl. Tyra is going through something. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Girl. Like, I can't with this. And I know I'm supposed to be recording the podcast, but, like, that just took me by surprise. But yeah, I decided to take a, what in the hell? Oh, also, since I've last been with you, the crime, like, crime in general just near my area has gone up tremendously. So I'm nervous for my life a little bit. I'm not even going to lie. I'm not going to fraud. But, like, yeah. So, and I'm not walking anymore for a while. If I'm walking, it's the last resort. I don't care if I'm taking a fucking Uber, bitch. I have a little money now because my birthday came up and I got birthday money. But still, I'm not walking for shit. I do that shit in the house, girl. Like, I get my 30 minutes and just running around the house. I don't care. But... So, I took a break because I wanted to reflect on what was happening, and I felt like I was in a toxic place, In a way, when I was filming the podcast, just because of the stuff that was happening around me. And I just want to say now, because I do have an episode that I was planning to release earlier, like, you know, July. But I just never brought myself to edit it. And, you know, that's my fault. But also, I just didn't feel motivated to. Now, this does not mean that I'm not going to do the podcast. I will do the podcast. However, it might turn into a bi-weekly podcast. Wait, no. Let me think before I say. Bi-weekly. I think that, you know, I'm like, an episode is going to be released once every 2 weeks. It might become that, it might not. So that's only, so yeah, it's going to fluctuate between that. I think I'm comfortable with that. So it's not going to be every Friday, because, you know, I might be busy, you know, especially with me now. Like, I am a kid. I'm 15, but I'm in 10th grade. And school starting again. We're not going back to school. We're doing school online. But, like, they have a strict schedule with school now. So, I have to do things like da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-bop. Like, this, and that. So, yeah. I mean, that all starts in September. But, yeah. But I wanted to release it earlier, but I might release it as a bonus episode, just not as edited as the regular episodes are with the censoring. I don't know. I might not. I mean, I might, only because of the title that I titled the episode, but I don't know. With everything happening, I just wanted to reflect and hope that everything was okay. Like, I just needed and wanted to step back. I felt like it was best for me, and I feel like I don't want to say I've changed as a person, but I've changed mentally, and that's the goal that I wanted to do. Now, like I said, is there going to be more episodes? Yes, there will be episodes now. But I do want to apologize. So, I do want this also to inform you of what has happened recently. Like, in the time that I was gone. Because I still want this to be informative. So, obviously, Shea Coulee, congrats, the winner of season 5 of All Stars. Rightfully so, definitely deserved it. Would have been happy with anyone, would have been happy for a triple win or a double win. But, yeah. I also, let's see if I can speak. I also want to promote Peppermint's new show, Translation, which is an all trans cast with Jiggly. Let's see if I remember everyone. Oh gosh. Jiggly, Sonique, Peppermint, and Carmen Carrera. That's who it is. Carmen Carrera. So that's on LTV. I can't wait to see that. I can't wait to watch that. Obviously, I won't be doing the Drag Race segments anymore. Even for Canada's Drag Race, I won't be doing that. And there is a new RuPaul's Drag Race show, The Las Vegas Strip. I did not get to see it last night when I was filming this, because I was out all night and I didn't get home. I wasn't rested until about like 10 o'clock. So I'll watch it somewhere else. But also, speaking of me not being home, I went to Burger King. I want to thank Bob the Drag Queen because Bob and Monet. I was going to talk about this on, I think I talked about it on the bonus episode, but I'm going to talk about it on here because I am going to post this. I want to thank Bob and Monet for making me realize that I'm Paolo Pescatarian. Now, Paolo Pescatarian is someone who eats chicken, fish, and veggies and vegan stuff. Now, I came to this decision because I wanted to eat healthier, but I also, like, I knew I could control my habits. So, I really want to say that, the one about veganism, which is Bob's and Monet's episode of, Sibling Rivalry. They have an episode about veganism, and they talk about veganism and stuff like that, and how you just listen to the episode and you'll understand. I think you'll understand why I decided to go pescatarian. It was very like a it was an epiphany. It was definitely a epiphany. Oh gosh, girl, Heidi, epiphany, girl. But yeah, I definitely had, like, an epiphany listening to that episode. So, I do recommend, please listen to it. So, I went Paolo Pescatarian. I can't speak because I'm stuffed up, girl. But, like, the only chicken I will eat if it's... I won't eat it if it's breaded, if it's fried, or, or, like, if it's not lean. So, I only will eat lean chicken. And, the same kind of goes for fish. I'll eat it if it's breaded or fried. I'll just eat fish as it is. I don't want it to be super saturated and unhealthy stuff. So, yeah. But I feel like with, becoming Paolo Pescatarian, I've definitely seen a change in my body, a change in my mood, a change in my mind, my attitude, and just a level of happiness has risen. Not saying that I wasn't happy, but just saying that, like, a level of happiness that I didn't know I had. So yeah, I learned all this from being away from the podcast. And it is upsetting that I did kind of abandon you without saying anything. I do want to apologize because of that. But I wanted to leave and then come back on my own time. I hope y'all can understand that. And I'm more ready to do this. I have money to buy a mic now, and I want to thank y'all for that. But seeing how times are now, I don't see when I'm ever going to go out to Walmart to get the microphone that I want. Because Walmart has a microphone by a company called On. It's a podcasting microphone. I really want it. But I'm also learning about saving money. So, I don't want to say it's a waste of money, because it won't be. But it would be a big chunk of my money cut out. And as someone who sucks with saving money, I really want to learn how to save money. Because I definitely have it in me to do that. So, girl, this is... the topic has changed so quickly from me saving money. No, not even that. From me talking about why I wasn't here, from me saving money. Crazy. But, as a person who struggles with saving money, I literally had $200 when I, when my business was booming before Corona hit, in which the business is still going good. But, I definitely, like, It definitely was a surprise that I spent almost $300 in less than a week. Like, fully, I think in 3 days. Or maybe not even 3 days. Maybe, I'll say five. But that's crazy. That's crazy. I had all that money in my hand and I spent it that quick. That is absolutely ballistic. That is cuckoo. That is cuckoo me. But, you know, kind of recovering. So, yeah. So, I do want to thank you for being patient with me. I am back now. I don't think the format of the podcast is going to change that much. Obviously, I won't be talking about RuPaul's Drag Race, so I'm going to have to find a slot to fill that. But, yeah, I want to thank y'all all so much. Stay safe during this pandemic. I love y'all all. And, bye.